Hastings College Baseball is on the air. We begin each game day with In the Dugout, a pregame chat with Bronco head coach Steve Sponbrew. Brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Live for now. And now, here's KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
And good afternoon. Welcome to Hastings College Baseball today here on 1230 KHAS. The Broncos at home as we get set to take on Midland University as we spend a couple of minutes with Steve Sponberg, the head man for Hastings College. And, Coach, it's been kind of an interesting year for you, playing basically without a home and then playing a majority of your conference games on the road. But you return home for six games here to wrap up the season.
Yeah, we finished the season with three doubleheaders at home, which is always nice. It seems like we have been on the road a lot, albeit three very difficult doubleheaders. We play probably the top two teams in the conference, at least in the standings right now, and then a solid team in Concordia. So, but it's good to be at home. We'd like to be at Duncan, but we certainly understand the situation there. And I know it's taken a little longer than they had anticipated, but sometimes those things come up. So we're out here at Smith, and a lot of places don't have as good a second field as we might. We wish the wind wouldn't blow quite as bad, but it's a place, and we're not traveling, and so hopefully our kids will play well.
This field obviously plays a little bit different than Duncan Field. Talk about that.
Oh, without a doubt. I think, you know, the wind is always a factor out here. We've practiced here all year, so our kids should be used to that. But the dimensions obviously are not as far as Duncan, where Duncan becomes a lot of a pitcher's ballpark, and the fact that it puts a lot of priority on speed in the outfield, trying to run down plays. It's got good dimensions here, but the wind is a huge factor today, blowing straight in from left field. It's going to hold everything up as far as the balls hit to the outfield. But that might be good on our part, as Midlands have got an awfully good offensive baseball team. We played them earlier in the year, and so we know what they can do offensively, but it's a situation where we're going to have to go out and pitch well, play good defense, and then hopefully get some timely hits.
They're in a position here this week to maybe pick up a one or two and then look for a big series against Concordia at the end of the week and maybe sneak into the tournament next week.
Well, without a doubt. You know, and I think that's something that I think as we took over this year and our coaching staff talked about it, we thought we did some things well. I think the weather put us in some tough situations and the fact that we really weren't be able to get a good feel or an evaluation of some of our kids early in the season in at least game-type situations. We certainly knew what they could do offensively, defensively in practice, but obviously the game's a little bit different. So because of that, we weren't able to evaluate them until later in the year than what we had hoped to. But in the same token, you know, our pitching staff has been average at best. Our top end has been fairly decent. And when our top two guys throw, we've been very competitive with most of the teams. And we think we've played really good competition. Oklahoma Wesleyan's a highly rated team and does some things really well. And we went down there, and with our top guys on the mound, we're very competitive with them. And we've been that way in the conference. The middle of our pitching staff, which we're going to see today, is something we've tried to develop at times. They pitch very well, but certainly not with the consistency that it's going to take to be a really great team. And then the bottom end of our staff, our bullpen, and our five and six guys have been a work in progress. We really shuffled a lot of guys in and out of there trying to find a combination that might work. So, you know, and pitching's the name of the game. You got to pitch and play defense. And I think defensively at times we played really well, but again, not with the consistency that it's going to take to be a really top-end team in the conference or in the nation for that matter. So, we've worked hard at that, and I think our kids are giving a great effort. And then offensively, I think we've made some strides to improve. But again, just when I thought we were doing that, we went to Dakota Wesleyan last week and only scored about two runs in the doubleheader and only had about seven or eight hits. So it's been the consistency level that I think we've talked about before that has to become a lot better. But I think our kids are giving a great effort. They've worked extremely hard, and hopefully we'll pay some dividends. We can win some games this week, at least get into the tournament. And once you get there, you just see what happens. You line them up one through whatever you have and see if you can live to play the next day.
The problem is getting into the tournament, we need more than two pitchers. Somebody's going to have to step up here if we're going to make any kind of a run there, aren't we?
No doubt about it. I mean, you're not going to win the tournament with two pitchers. And so, like I said, we're going to throw Tyler Stender in the first game today, and at times he's pitched very well. He pitched very well down in Arizona, and he's pitched a couple conference games well and been kind of tough luck losers in games where we didn't score many runs. And so he's done a decent job. Eric Antillo's probably going to be our second game starter, and he's been a guy that's really progressed from really not maybe an 8 or 9 guy when we came into the spring and has elevated his game. But again, both guys are very, they're not going to overpower you. They're going to put the ball in play. They pitch to contact. So it's imperative that you play good defense and you don't make a lot of mistakes behind them. And if you do that, you have opportunities to win games. And so that'll be really important today.
Like I said, Tyler Stender will be on the mound for Hastings in game number one. In order for him to be effective today, what are we going to see on?
He's got to throw all these pitches around the strike zone. He goes fastball, curveball, changeup. He's off left-hander. Now, we played them earlier in the year, and A.J. Fruchtel threw that game, the game we won. So they did not hit the left-hander real well, but that's been a month and a half ago, and I'm sure they're a lot better than they were. So Tyler's got to have command of all three pitches. If he becomes a one-pitch pitcher, it's going to be a long day for us because he's not going to throw the ball by anybody. And in the first game, which is 7 innings and 21 outs, there's probably going to be, you know, 17, 18 balls put in play. He's probably not going to get a large number of strikeouts. So it's really imperative that we play well defensively behind him and not give this team, especially as good offensively as they are, those 4 and 5 out innings. If you do that, then you're asking for trouble. So Tyler's got to be around the zone. He's got to throw strike one and get on top of people, and then we have to play well defensively behind him.
Okay, we'll take a break and come back. You're listening to the Pepsi pregame show today on 1230 KHAS.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy.
Hey,
whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. Without moving at all.
Oh, yeah.
Pepsi. Live for now.
Back with Hastings College head coach Steve Sponberg. It's Hastings and Midland University here this afternoon at the Smith Complex. You talked about Midland before the break. This is a good hitting team we're going to see here this afternoon.
Probably the best hitting team in the conference, to be honest with you. And I have not seen Doan yet. That's the one team that I have not seen. But just looking at them statistically and playing them earlier in the year and actually watching them in the conference tournament last year where they got really hot and ended up going through it and ended up being a runner-up and got to the national tournament. But they are a team that swings the bats well. I think their team average is very good. They do. They're aggressive on the bases. They put pressure on you, and they're not guys that strike out a lot. The top of their order, like I said, you got to keep them off bases to try to temper a little bit of their aggressiveness on the bases. Like I said, they're probably the best hitting team. They're willing to go with the pitch, hit the ball the other way. They also have some power that if you get the ball in and they can get their hands through, they'll hit it well. So they do play in a little smaller park, so sometimes their home run totals might be a little bit deceiving, but we're not at Duncan today either, so we got to be aware of that.
They've got 69 stolen bases. You mentioned how aggressive they are in the base paths. Going to put a lot of pressure on our pitching staff and on our catching crew today.
No question about it, and that's been something that we've really tried to improve upon. Tyler, being left-handed, I wouldn't say has a great move to first base, but he does hold people close. Tanner Santarelli's been our catcher with Xander Schmidt, and so they'll probably both see some time today, but we've got to throw the ball well from behind the plate. We've got to try to vary our looks and do some things to keep them off balance and keep the double play in order, so if we can get ground balls that we have opportunity to get out of innings.
What are some of the things we absolutely have to do today to just stick around in this ballgame?
Well, I don't think, without a doubt, we have to pitch and defend. I mean, that's the number one thing. We're not a team that's going to go out and score 9 or 10 runs a game. You know, I think we've improved offensively, but again, have shown some inconsistency there. When we've been really solid offensively, we've gotten some key 2-out hits, and there's been times this year we haven't done that. We've had some games we've got 14 hits and only scored 4 runs, so that tells you a little bit about that. So we've got to pitch and defend really well. If we can do that and keep them to a low number, the game can't get, like I said, into the 7, 8, 9s because they're a team that's going to score that. We're not a team that consistently is going to do that. And their pitching staff's solid enough. Obviously, their overall record shows you a little bit of what they've been able to do on the mound. So, and then we got to get some timely hits. If we get people on base, you know, we feel in a 7-inning game against a good pitching staff that in 3 or 4 innings you're going to have opportunities perhaps to score if you're fortunate in there. And so you have to take advantage of those opportunities when they exist. And so in games where we've done that this year, we've been solid. When games we haven't, we struggled.
Okay, go sir.
Thank you much.
Steve Sponberg, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around, starting laps, play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Midland University today on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to In the Dugout with Hastings College head baseball coach Steve Sponberg. brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Live for now. Stay tuned as the first pitch is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The Hastings Tribune has the spring sports covered. Bronco baseball, softball, and more. Local and area high school track and field, tennis, golf, and soccer, plus state and national sports. Also, local sports stories are available on the Tribune's website, online, anytime. Get in the game and subscribe to the Hastings Tribune. Our e-edition is free when you do. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Today's Hastings College baseball game is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Now, once again, KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
And good afternoon. Welcome to the Smith Complex. We're in Hastings today for Bronco baseball and week of the regular season with six home games this week, trying to scratch their way into the GPAC postseason tournament next week, which will be held up in Mitchell, South Dakota. Hastings coming in a record of 12 wins, 20 losses on the season, but they are 6-8 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They're coming off of a couple of wins over Nebraska Wesleyan last Friday in Lincoln, winning by scores of 10-6 and 6-0. Midland coming in, one of the hotter teams in the GPAC this year. Their mark is sitting at 33 wins and 14 losses on the season. This is a team that is 12-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, losing only a single ball game to Dakota Wesleyan earlier this year, 4-3, and then losing to Northwestern in a portion of a doubleheader played at home by a score of 3-0. But Midland right now is a team that's receiving votes in the NAIA baseball poll. They are trailing Doan in standings right now by a couple of games. Doan has got the lead at 16-0. Midland sitting at 12-2. Then you've got Northwestern at 12-4. Morningside is at 9-7. And Dakota Wesleyan and Briarcliff, when they're at 7-9. Hastings sitting at 6-8. Nebraska Wesleyan at 5-11. Top eight teams qualify for the GPAC tournament next week in South Dakota. And the also-rans as of now, Mount Marty, Concordia, and Dort, all sitting at 4 wins and 12 losses on the season. So Hastings wins here this week. They've got a doubleheader here today against Midland and a doubleheader coming up on Thursday against the conference leaders in Doan. They'll wrap things up with a twin goal against Concordia on Friday, and that possibly could be for maybe a trip to the GPAC tournament next week in South Dakota. We'll get to the starting lineups here today for the ball game as Hastings College is on the field going through their final preparations here for inning number one. Midland is going to lead off with Jordan Van Atta. He's the catcher, batting 426 on the season. Vinny Orsi is the shortstop. He'll bat second. His batting average is sitting at 305. Then we'll see Zach Kinsella. He's the left fielder. His average is sitting at 384 in the season. Blake Loftus will be the second baseman. He'll back cleanup in the number four spot. His average is sitting at 333. Then we'll see Dylan Steyer. He's the right fielder. His average at 333. Garrett Mills is the first baseman. He'll bat sixth. His average is sitting at 320. Alex Parsons is your designated hitter. His average at 281. Miguel Romalo is your third baseman. He'll bat in the number eight position. His average is at 248. Then we'll see Cole Gray, the center fielder, his average at 323. The pitcher today for Midland is going to be Josh Johnson. He has a record of 5 wins and 2 losses on the season. His ERA is sitting at 2.47. For Hastings College, Trent Neal will lead off. He'll be the left fielder. Drew McGee, he'll bat second. He's at third base. Mitch Markwater is your shortstop. He'll bat third. Jake Steets will be your cleanup hitter, the number four position here today. Drew Clark will follow him. Then Eric Antilla, Tyler Delafonte will bat at the number seven spot. Danito Santos batting eighth. And Tanner Santarelli, your catcher, will bat at the number nine position. It'll be Tyler Stender on the mound today for Hastings College. His record is sitting at 1 win and 5 losses on the season. His ERA is sitting at 5.77. So we're underway, Hastings and Midland here today. Great Plains Athletic Conference Baseball on 1230 KHIS. Midland, the visiting team here as we play at the Smith Complex. Jordan Van Atta is your batter here. His batting average at 426 on the season. This is a good hitting team in Midland. As head coach Steve Sponberg talked in the pregame show here today, maybe one of the better hitting teams in the conference. Their average is sitting at 318 as a team as they come to Hastings here today. And the count here on Jordan Van Atta is sitting at one ball and two strikes on Van Atta. Vinny Orsi again is your second bat up. Here's a ground ball right back up through the middle. That's going to be a base hit into center field. Danatos Santos will pick that one up for Hastings. So the leadoff hitter gets on here from Midland. That's going to be a Jordan Van Atta. Vinny Orsi will come to the plate next for Midland, and we'll see Zach Kinsella. So just underway, and you can hear the winds blowing through the field microphones here this afternoon. It's going to be a windy day. Temp is not too shabby, sitting at 70 degrees here today at the Smith Complex, but the wind's out of the north-northeast, blowing at about 22 miles per hour today. So Hastings will need to keep Midland off of the base paths, but to give up a base hit to start off the ballgame, there's a throw down to first base. That's not in time. So a base hit by Van Atta gets things started here for Midland. A bat is on at first base. Drew Clark will hold him on there defensively for Hastings College. Tyler Stender again, the pitcher for Hastings, the lefty, as he throws over there. It's not going to be in time. Stender is on the mound with Santorelli behind the plate today. Drew McGee is at third base. Mitch Marquardt is at shortstop on the left side of the diamond there for the Broncos. There's a bunt laid down on the first base side. A beauty. Stender picks it up. He goes to first. That's going to be in time, but the sacrifice works. So Vinny Orsi is throwing out of the play. Lays down the sacrifice bunt. Jordan Van Atta heads down to second base now for Midland. Zach Kinsella, the left fielder, comes up there next. His batting average is sitting at 384 on the season. So now Midland has got a man on in scoring position already. Here in the top half of the first inning, this first ball game slated for 7 here this afternoon at the Smith Complex. Stender comes to the plate. That's going to be delivered up high for a ball. One ball and no strikes. So Tyler Stender getting the start for Hastings here in game number one in this doubleheader against Midland University. Taking the lead down there at second base is Van Atta. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. A breaking pitch is going to stay down low for a ball. And the count is sitting at two balls and no strikes now to Kinsella. He's a right-handed hitter. Right side of the diamond, you've got Jake Steets at second base for Hastings and Drew Clark is at first base. Neil Santos and Delafonte in the outfield here from left to right. Here comes the next pitch by Stender. It's a fastball that's going to miss outside, and the count is sitting at three balls and no strikes. Dimensions here at Smith, only 330 down the lines, left and right field, 380 to straightaway center field. As Tyler Stender again comes to the belt, looks at the runner at second base, throws one to the plate. That ball is going to be down low. The ball gets away from the catcher, Santorelli, and now Hastings is looking at runners at first and third base here for Midland. Just underway here as Van Atta singles up through the middle. He has sacrificed his second base. Now he moves to third on the fastball there, and the catcher, Tanner Santorelli. A walk is given up here to Kinsella as he moves down to first base in the play. So runners are on at first and third. These two teams played in the first two games of the season for Hastings in a non-conference affair. Hastings able to pick up one win over Midland 7-3, but then lost the nightcap by a score of 17-3. There's a bunt laid down on the first base side. It's going to be in foul territory. So no balls and one strike now to Jake Loftus. Loftus is a second baseman for Midland. Batting average is sitting at 333 in the season. So Jake Loftus to the plate now for the Warriors. They've got some guys with some pretty impressive numbers. Loftus is 40 out of 120 from the plate here this year. Got three home runs. He's driven home 23 runs. Leads the team and walks with 26. No balls and one strike. Midland with runners on at first and third. There's a throw over to first. That's not going to be in time. Getting back in there is going to be Kinsella. Dylan Steyer, the right fielder, is swinging the bat in the on-deck circle here for Midland University as the Warriors are threatening here in the first inning. A There's one man out with runners on at first and third. There's a bunt that's going to be popped up. It gets by Stender on the mound. He goes to second base. That's going to be in time. But a runner's going to come in and score. Jake Loftus gets aboard here on the fielder's choice. It's going to be a 1-6 put out there at second base, but a run's going to come in and score as Jordan Van Anna crosses the plate here for Midland. So it's a 1-0 ball game here in the first inning of play. Two men out now. At first base is going to be Jake Loftus, and Dylan Steyer will come to the plate next. There's a throw over to first base. That's not in time. And Midland is a team that steals a lot of bases. They are 69 out of 86 in stealing bases this year. That compares with 14 out of 18 for Hastings. There's a pitch that's going to be in there for a strike. And Steyer's now looking at a count of no balls and one strike. His batting average at .333 on the season. Garrett Mills is on deck here for Midland as they try to keep things alive. There's a breaking pitch that's going to be in there for a strike. As now no balls and two strikes to Steyer. Stender 1-5 on the season, 5.77 is his ERA. He's got one save to his credit this year. Next pitch is going to be way outside for a ball. Now one ball and two strikes to Steyer. Stender has given up 64 hits, 32 runs so far this season. Here's the next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. It's now two balls and two strikes. .322, 25 of those have been earned. 9 base on balls, 14 strikeouts. First Stender this year. 1-0, Midland's got the lead. There's a ball swung on and missed, and he strikes him out. So Steyer goes down. The inning is over for Midland here in the top half of the first inning. But the Warriors, they score a single run here and a base hit. No errors on Hastings. One man left on base. We go to the bottom of the first with a score. Midland 1, Hastings nothing.
I was actually born in this very hospital over 30 years ago. So Hastings has always held a very special spot for me. It's been a wonderful community to grow up in. And this hospital is so important to the community. And we as doctors and as patients are so lucky to have this hospital here. Many of the nurses know the patients already before they ever come up here. So it definitely has that small community feel. But the excellent care that patients receive here is second to none. And I think that that's very important to the good outcomes we see at this hospital. Patients often ask me, would you do this operation here for your family? And I always say, this is the first place that I would take my family. I'm Tyler Adam, OBGYN physician.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College Baseball here today on 1230 KHAS. We're in the bottom half of the first inning. Midland is out on top of the Broncos by a score of 1-0, scoring one run on a base hit in the opening inning today. As Hastings will come back for the first time here this afternoon, Trent Neal, Drew McGee, Mitch Marquardt, first three guys to come on for the Broncos offensively. Then we'll see Jake Steets. The pitcher today for Midland is going to be Josh Johnson. His overall record is sitting at 5 wins and 3 losses on the season. ERA is sitting at 2.47. He has thrown 51 innings for Midland so far this year, giving up 52 hits and 19 runs. 14 of those have been earned. 6 base on balls, 24 strikeouts. Teams are batting just .260 against him. So Josh Johnson on the mound here, a left-handed thrower for Midland as they try to put out the fire here for Hastings here in this first inning of play. Trent Neal is here. Opening hitter for the Broncos. They're coming to the plate with a batting average of .333 here this afternoon. Hastings is a team hitting at .269 as action gets underway here today. Midland comparing that to a .318 for the Warriors. Hastings has been up and down hitting all season long. They had 13 hits in the opener against Nebraska Wesleyan on a Friday down in Lincoln, but they went to Dakota Wesleyan last weekend, a week ago, and played a doubleheader and had 6 hits between the two games. So an up-and-down season here for Hastings offensively. And there's a pitch in there for Johnson on a strike on the inside corner on Trent Neal. It's now no balls in one strike on Trent Neal, the first or left fielder for Hastings College. Here comes the next pitch. Another fastball is going to be in there for a strike. Nothing in two to Neal. Jordan Van Atta is your catcher today for Midland with Josh Johnson on the mound for the Warriors. Working quickly as Johnson looks in for the sign. He's got it. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. That's going to be onside for a ball. As now 1-2. Miguel Romalo is going to be your third baseman with Vinny Orsi over there at shortstop. Jake Loftus is at second base and Garrett Mills at first base. The infield here for the Warriors. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. It's going to be in there for a cold third strike in the outside corner. So Trent Neal goes down. He strike out here for Johnson as Neal goes down to start off this bottom half of the first inning for Hastings. And that's going to bring up Drew McGee next for Hastings. Drew McGee is the third baseman. His batting average is sitting at 300 in the season. He'll step in here for the right-hand side as Johnson goes to work there. It's going to be a ball down low. 1-0 count here to Drew McGee. As he steps to the plate here, he's got 18 base hits and 60 trips to the plate here for the Broncos this season. There's a ball hit right over the head of the second baseman into right center field. Loftus tries to climb the ladder there at second base. He couldn't do it. And Drew McGee gets a board here for Hastings. So McGee gets a single here. That's going to be his 19th hit of the season. And Mitch Marquardt will come to the plate next for Hastings. Marquardt is a shortstop for the Broncos. His batting average is sitting at 267 on the season. He's got 31 base hits and 116 trips to the plate. He'll step in from the right-hand side. Marquardt has got no home runs and 16 RBIs so far this season for the Broncos. New head coach Steve Sponberg is down in the third base coaching box here for Hastings College. Of course, taking over from Jim Bovey a season ago. Blake Marquardt is down here in the first base coaching box. A base runner is on at first base. That's going to be Drew McGee. Johnson looks that way. Here's the pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low. Good stop from behind the plate by Jordan Van Atta. And the count goes to one ball and no strikes now to Mitch Marquardt. Jake Steets on deck here for Hastings. Drew Clark is in the hole. Broncos are trailing in the ball game by a score of 1-0 as we play here in the bottom half of the first inning at the Smith Complex here this afternoon. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. As now two balls and no strikes to Marquardt. Again, 70 degrees at game time here this afternoon. The wind's definitely going to be a factor out of the north-northeast at about 22 miles per hour, blowing in from the left field corner here this afternoon. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be down low. Again, the ball squirts away from Van Atta, but staying at first base for Hastings is going to be Drew McGee. Marquardt's now looking at three balls and no strikes. Marquardt has got 9 base on balls, and he's got 14 strikeouts so far this season. He's been a good guy in the base pads. He leads the team in stolen bases with 5. Here comes the next pitch to him. It's going to be in there for a strike. Dancing there at the right-hand batter's box was Marquardt, but right across the center portion of the plate for a strike. 3 balls and 1 strike now to Marquardt. And your base runner is Drew McGee down there at first base, where he sings as he takes his lead. Garrett Mills will hold him on defensively for Midland. Johnson looks that way. Long, hard look. And will throw over to first base. That's not going to be in time. Scampering back in there is Drew McGee. McGeelan swiping bases so far this year. Has not been a threat. He's not attempted one yet. The number 2 hitter in the batting order for head coach Steve Sponberg and the Broncos. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. Swung on and missed. A foul tap right back into the glove of Van Atta. And now the count is at 3 balls and 2 strikes. So Johnson has come back here to work the count full at 3-2 after falling behind 3-0 here to the number 3 hitter in the Bronco lineup, Mitch Marquardt. Here comes the next pitch. That ball is going to be lifted out to a left field. Going over is going to be the center fielder, and he's going to make the catch, Cole Gray. So Marquardt will fly out to the center fielder officially, Cole Gray. And now there's 2 men out here in the first inning of play. Staying at first base is going to be Drew McGee. So Marquardt got a hand on the count at 3 balls and no strikes and then flies out to the center fielder. Cole Gray for the second out of the inning, and that's going to bring up Jake Steets next. He's the second baseman. Steets has got a batting average of .303 so far this season for Hastings. He steps in there from the right-hand side, and there's a check swing strike in there on Jake Steets. No balls and 1 strike to Jake. Drew Clark would be next. Steets in the number 4 position here this afternoon in the batting order with a man still out at first base. Josh Johnson looks again to first base as a ground ball towards second. They pick it up and goes over and taps the bag. That's Jake Loftus with the easy force out there at second base. So Jake Steets, he hits one right to the second baseman, and Jake Loftus, who steps on the bag there at the second base and gets the put out on Drew McGee heading down to the bag. So Hastings had a base runner. They couldn't do anything with it. Hastings scores no runs on a base hit, no errors, and one man left on base. We played one here at the Smith Complex this afternoon. Great Plains Athletic Conference baseball action on 1230 KHIS. The score is Midland 1, Hastings College nothing.
Convenient walk-in medical care.
Open when you need us.
Hastings Convenient Care.
No appointments necessary.
From sore throats to broken bones,
cuts or illnesses,
Hastings Convenient Care is open when you need us.
Open 7 days a week.
Monday through Friday, 1 till 8. Saturday and Sunday, 11 till 5. Program the number in your phone so it's there when you need it.
402-463-6300. Visit online at hastingscare.org.
208 South Burlington, Suite 108, just south of the underpass.
The care you need at the time you need it.
Hastings Convenient Care.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Kearney and Hastings GNCs. That's General Nutrition Center for those of you not familiar. GNC has been the health and nutrition leader for over 75 years and continues to provide the highest quality and variety of nutritional products for any and all health needs and concerns. From acne to wrinkles and everything in between, we have the right option for your best health. Live well is our motto, and we strive to help you live well each and every day at your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. That's the Hastings GNC north of Walmart and the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College baseball action here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS from the Smith Complex. The Broncos in the final week of the regular season, hopefully picking up enough wins here this week to qualify for the GPAC postseason tournament that gets underway next Thursday up in Mitchell, South Dakota. Midland out on top of Hastings here by a score of 1-0. We got the numbers 6, 7, and 8 hitters coming up here for Midland here in the second inning of play. That'll be Garrett Mills and Alex Parsons and Miguel Romalo coming on to face Tyler Stender, the left-handed pitcher for Hastings. The pitch is way outside here on Garrett Mills. Midland scores a run in the first inning of play on one base hit. They got the RBI by Jake Loftus in the opening inning of play to pull out on top. Here's the next ball. It's going to be hit toward the left field. Going back is going to be Trent Neal. Going back, and he's going to surrender under it and make the catch down there. So high fly ball out to a left field, and Garrett Mills flies out to the left fielder for Hastings, Trent Neal. And the wind is blowing in from left field today. It was a hard hit ball, but the wind holds it up out there. Not very deep, 330 is the dimensions down the left field line here at the Smith Complex, but the wind holds that one up and allows Trent Neal to get under it to make the catch for the first out of the inning. So Mills will fly out to the left fielder, and this is going to bring up Alex Parsons next. He is the designated hitter. The first pitch is going to be down low for a ball. 1-0 the count on Alex Parsons. His batting average on the season is sitting at .281 for Midland. There's another high fly ball, this time out to a center field. Santos, he's under it and squeezes it in his glove for out number two. So two fly balls so far. Garrett Mills and Alex Parsons both flying out to the outfield here for Hastings. One to left field, one to center field. And Miguel Romalo coming up there next. He is the third baseman for Midland. Romalo wears number 13 on the uniform. His batting average is sitting at .248 on the season. So Romalo steps in there for the first time here this afternoon. He's got 35 base hits and 141 trips to the plate as he comes to the dish for the first time here in this ballgame. The first pitch to him is going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Sender working from the full windup with nobody on the base pads. Two men out here in the second inning of play. Next pitch is going to be up high for a ball. 2-0 the count. Game number one goes 7 innings here today. A switch from a season ago. Game number two will go 9 innings between these two teams today at Smith. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. 2 balls and 1 strike. Most of the doubleheaders last season went to 7 innings in each game. Game number two will go 9 innings here today as they kind of prepare the teams for the postseason. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. 3 balls and 1 strike now to Romalo. Cole Gray is scheduled up there next, the number 9 here in the batting order. And there's a base on balls as Stender can't find the strike zone. Base on balls given up there to Romalo. That's going to be the second walk of the ball game given up by Stender. Romalo, he is given his 22nd free pass of the 2014 season. And Cole Gray, a lefty, comes to the plate next here for Midland. He is the center fielder. His batting average not too shabby either for a number 9 hitter at .323 on the season. Hammers that one towards center field. Santos moves to his left and makes the catch. And Gray flies out to center field. So Santos makes a couple of catches out there in the inning. Put out there by Trent Neal in left field, and the inning is over for Midland. They score no runs on no hits. no errors, and one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the second inning with a score. Midland 1, Hastings nothing.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College baseball action here this afternoon on 1230 KHS from the Smith Complex. We're in the bottom half of the second inning. Midland is out on top of Hastings by the score of 1-0. A couple of non-conference games going on today with teams in the GPAC. Dakota Wesleyan is playing at Gustavus Adolphus today. And Graceland is playing a non-conference doubleheader with Morningside up in Sioux City. And this is the final week of the regular season of the GPAC. Doan, Midland, Northwestern, the top three teams. Everybody else battling response 4-8 in the conference tournament. It gets underway next week up in Mitchell, South Dakota. Hastings trailing here by a score of 1-0 to Midland University. Drew Clark, the number five hitter in the batting order, comes to the plate first for Hastings. There's a pitch to him. It's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. So Drew Clark, then Eric Antilla, the designated hitter, and Tyler Delafonte, the right fielder schedule up here. And if any of those guys gets aboard, we'll see as Santos for Hastings. There's another strike delivered right at the knees on Drew Clark. And the count to him is now sitting at 1-2. Clark, average-wise, is the best hitter on the team. Batting average is sitting at .338 on the season for Hastings. There's the ball hit right to second. Loftus, he scoops it up and goes to first base. That's going to be in time. So Drew Clark is retired into play from second to first. Hastings with one base hit so far. And the first five guys that come to the plate here against Josh Johnson. Eric Antilla coming up there next for Hastings. Antilla is hitting at .182 on the season. Antilla's got two base hits and 11 trips to the plate. Antilla is the designated hitter here in the ball game here today. A big, tall right-hander as he hits that one right back to the mound and into center field for a base hit. Johnson trying to get a glove line up there, but that was a sharply hit ball off of the bat of Eric Antilla. Johnson couldn't knock it down, and that one goes into center field for a base hit. So Antilla, the designated hitter for Hastings here in the ball game today, he gets the second base hit of the ball game for the Broncos. Hastings gets a base runner at first in this 1-0 ball game. Tyler Delafonte coming to the plate next for Hastings is the right fielder. Delafonte, he'll step in from the left-hand side, and the pitch is going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 the count down to Tyler Delafonte on the season. We'll check his numbers. .222 is his batting average as he comes to the plate here for the first time today. 22 out of 99 from the plate here for the Broncos. Antilla takes his lead down here at first base. Johnson offers one to the plate. That ball is going to be hit to a left center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Picked up there by Gray, making a big turn at second base, and then sliding back in there is going to be Eric Antilla. Delafonte gets a base hit there, the left center field, and now runners are at first and second base. Antilla makes a big turn down there in second. They got the ball back to the bag there, but sliding under the tag was Antilla. So he sings with a couple of base hits here in the second inning of play. And that's going to bring up Santos to the plate next. Donato Santos coming to the plate here for Hastings College. Another left-handed hitter as he works against the lefty here on the mound. That's Johnson. There's a big swing and a miss by Santos. No balls and one strike. So Santos coming to the plate here for Hastings College. .219 is his batting average. 15 base hits so far this year. 73 trips to the plate for the Broncos. Santos with a chance to do some damage here. The runner's on at first and second base. Johnson again looks at the runner at second. Offers one to the plate. That ball is a breaking pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. 1-1 the count down to Santos. He's got no home runs and four RBIs so far this year. 20 stolen bases. 7 base on balls and 13 strikeouts. for Santos. Runners at first and second base. Hastings trailing in the ball game by a score of 1-0. Next pitch is going to be outside and down low for a ball. There's now two balls and one strike. Tanner Santarelli, the catcher, is due up there next for Hastings College as the Broncos try to make something happen here in the second. Josh Johnson working from the stretch here in this second inning of play with runners on at first and second. Next pitch is hit towards second. Fielded there. They go to second base for one. Over to first base, double play. A double play here for Midland to get out of the inning. A 4-6-3 double play. So Hastings threatens here with a couple of singles in the second inning, but Santos grounds into a double play to end the inning. Hastings scores no runs on two base hits. No errors on Midland. One man left on base. We have played two here this afternoon at the Smith Complex. Take a break with a score. Midland 1, Hastings nothing.
There is nobody better.
Highland Park Lawn Company wants to help provide you with a picture-perfect lawn. With a spring lawn aeration and careful timed application, Highland Park helps control crabgrass, insects, and weeds. You'll enjoy a thick, healthy, green lawn. Locally owned since 1977. Grand Island, Hastings, and Kearney. HighlandParkLawn.com.
You'll say that's your lawn. Never looks better than with Highland Park Lawn Company.
Giving back to the community has never been easier. May 1st is Give Hastings Day, a 24-hour opportunity to give to your favorite nonprofit organization through the Hastings Community Foundation. Log on to givehastings.org on Thursday, May 1st, and make your donation. It's that easy. You can win bonus money for your favorite charitable causes and enjoy some friendly competition. Plus, your donation stays in the Hastings area. Shape the future of Hastings in a single day on Thursday, May 1st for Give Hastings Day. Live here, give here.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball today here on 1230 KHAS. We've played two, and it's a 1-0 ball game. Midland has got the lead. Bronco baseball brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare, proud to team with Hastings College and presenting Bronco sports for the 2013-2014 season. Tyler Stender comes back out. We got the top of the order coming back out there for Midland here in the third. Jordan Van Atta is at the plate right now for the Warriors. First pitch to him is going to be down low for a ball. Second one is right on the outside corner for a strike. 1-1 the count here to Jordan Van Atta. He led off the ball game with a single. In fact, he's got the only base hit so far for Midland here in the ball game. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. And the count now is at 2-1 on Jordan Van Atta. Wanted to pull the trigger and did not. Van Atta, big guy, as he steps in there from the right-hand side. Here comes the next pitch by Stender. Bouncing ball toward third. It's going to be in foul territory. So 2-2 now to Jordan Van Atta for Midland. 426 is his batting average, which leads the team here for the Warriors. Also leads the team with 18 doubles on the season. He's got 55 base hits and 129 trips to the plate. He takes a whack at that one. That's going to be in foul territory on the first base side. So the count remains at 2-2. He scored 16 runs so far this year. Two home runs, 37 RBIs. Leading off the third inning here for the Warriors. Next pitch is going to be popped up. It's going to be on the right-hand side out there toward the right field across the foul line and making the catch and then dropping the ball. And I'm going to say held it long enough out there. So he is out of there. Tyler Delafonte makes the catch for Hastings out in the foul territory. Took a couple of steps and it fell out of his glove, but they say he had it long enough, so Van Atta will foul out down the right field line to Tyler Delafonte for the out. Vinny Orsi comes to the plate next for Midland. He is the shortstop. He laid down a sacrifice his first time up in inning number one. Fouls away the first pitch here. No balls and one strike to Orsi. Remember this guy from a season ago. He was a good ball player a year ago for Midland. Back out there now with a batting average of 305. Batting in the number two hole here for the Warriors. Next pitch is going to be fouled away. No balls and two strikes to Orsi. He leads the team in triples with two. Also leads the team in RBIs for Midland with 46. He's got 54 base hits and 177 trips to the plate here for the Warriors. Here comes the next pitch here by Stender. It's going to be outside for a ball. And it is now 1-2 here to Vinny Orsi for Midland. Orsi, a 190-pounder, a six-footer from Omaha. Gross. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be outside again. Orsi was looking at that one and keeps the bat on his shoulder. Count goes to 2-2 to Orsi. Kinsella is up there next. Zach Kinsella, One man out here in the third inning of play. Next pitch is going to be outside for another ball from Stender. Now the count has worked full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stender has given up 1 base hit so far in the ball game. He's recorded a couple of walks. And now he's got a 3-2 count here. There's a ball that's going to be fouled back to the screen. So the count remains at 3 balls and 2 strikes to Vinny Orsi. Tyler Stender out there for Hastings College here this afternoon. Stender, 175-pounder, 6 foot from Millard South High School. Ball wind up, the delivery to the plate. That ball is going to be popped up again on the right-hand side. Going over is the first baseman, Drew Clark, in foul territory toward defense. And he makes the catch down there. Drew Clark makes the catch right against the fence down the right field line. So a great play there by Clark to record the second out of this third inning of play. Zach Kinsella coming up there next. He is the left fielder. He reached on a base on balls in inning number one. So Kinsella coming to the plate for the second time today. He started the afternoon with a batting average of .384. So two up, two down so far from Midland here in the third inning. Here comes the next pitch. The plate, that's going to be in there for a strike. No balls and one strike now to Zach Kinsella for Midland. 43 hits and 112 trips to the plate. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. It's now 1-1. If Zach can get aboard, we'll see Jake Loftus here in this third inning. Stender breezing along. There's the ball hit toward his center field going over and unable to get to it. It's going to be Santos. He picks it up on the hop. So there's the second hit of the ball game for Midland as a Kinsella singles to right center field. So the Warriors for the third straight inning will have a base runner here with two men out. And Jake Loftus comes to the plate next for Midland. Loftus wears number one in his uniform as he does a little dirt work here. He hit into a fielder's choice in inning number one. So Loftus comes to the plate here. A junior from Omaha West Side as he steps in there in the right-hand batter's box. Two men out. Tyler Stender now working from the stretch. There's a pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike. So Loftus falls behind him. No balls and one strike here in his third inning. Loftus, he leads the team in base on balls this year for the Warriors. He's got 26 of them. He has struck out 21 times. Loftus waiting on the pitch. Squares around the bunt. Pulls it back. Will take a ball. Santarelli looking down toward first base. Hangs on to the baseball. Loftus now looking at kind of one ball and one strike here. Dylan Steyer, the right fielder, is due up there next. So Jake Loftus trying to do some damage here. Midland scored a run in the first inning of play. They were shut down in inning number two. Hastings then gets the first two guys here to foul out in this third inning of play. Kinsella's got the base hit. He's sitting at first base now with one or two men out. Here comes the next pitch inside. It was going to nick the inside corner for a strike. And the count is now a 1-2. That was a nice pitch there by Tyler Stender for Hastings. He's ahead on the count now at 1-2 here. Jake Loftus, he's the number 4 hitter in the batting order. Loftus playing his second base defensively today for Midland. Taking the lead down there at first is Kinsella. Here comes the pitch to the plate. Swung on and missing. He strikes him out. Inning is over as Jake Loftus goes down. That's going to be strikeout number 2 in the ball game for Tyler Stender. So far, so good here for Hastings against one of the better teams in the Great Plains Athletic Conference in Midland University. Midland, they score no runs on a base hit. No errors, one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the third with a score, Midland 1, Hastings nothing.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The e-edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco Baseball Today here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Josh Johnson will work into the third inning now for Midland University. He's the pitcher for the Warriors here this afternoon. Hastings trailing in the ball game by a score of 1-0. Tanner Santarelli, followed by Trent Neal and Drew McGee, numbers 9, 1, and 2 in the batting order for Hastings here in the third to face Josh Johnson in the first pitch to Santarelli. He fouls that baby away. No balls and one strike to Tanner. Starts the day with a batting average of .283 during the catching chores for the Broncos here in game number one. There's a little pop fly out to the first baseman and grabbing the ball easily there is the first baseman Garrett Mills. So Santarelli just got a little piece of that one off of the handle of the bat. It goes out to the first baseman Garrett Mills and he grabs that ball easily for the first out of the inning. Hastings so far with three base hits in the contest, one in the first inning, two in the second. Nothing across the plate so far against Josh Johnson and the Warriors. Now we go to the top of the order again. This is going to be Trent Neal coming to the plate. He takes a strike down low right at the knees on the outside corner. No balls and one strike here to Neal. He struck out his first time up there. Neal batting from the left-hand side, working against the lefty out there and Josh Johnson. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. It's now 1-1 to Trent Neal. One of the leading hitters here for the Broncos this season, a senior from Ogallala. Johnson, full windup. Here comes the pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. It's now two balls and one strike to Trent Neal for Hastings. Neal with 40 hits and 120 trips to the plate so far for Hastings College. He has scored 23 runs as he fouls this one away on the third base side out of play. That count goes to two balls and two strikes. Neal leads the Broncos in a lot of offensive categories, leads the team in at-bats, runs scored, base hits, also in doubles and triples, total bases, and in slugging percentage. Also leads the team being hit by seven pitches so far this year. Next pitch is going to be fouled back to the screen, and the count remains at two balls and two strikes. Hastings batting here in the bottom half of the third inning. This game number one scheduled for seven here today. Hastings trailing by the count of 1-0. Next pitch is going to be just outside, and that baby just misses. Three balls and two strikes now to Trent Neal. Neal has walked 9 times so far this year. He has struck out 13 times. Next pitch is going to be hit towards center field. Coming on is going to be Gray. Dives for it, and he makes the catch. Nice grab out there in center field by Cole Gray. Lays his body out there in the left center and makes the catch. Hangs on to the ball as his body falls to the turf here at Smith Complex. So Trent Neal, he will fly out to the center fielder, Cole Gray. That's the second out of the inning for the Broncos. And Drew McGee comes up there next. McGee is the third baseman. He's got not one base hit for Hastings here in this ballgame. That was back in the first inning. McGee up there for the second time here today as he fouls away the first pitch. First base side out of play. Nothing and one to McGee. 18 base hits and 60 trips to the plate this year for McGee. He's got 7 doubles. He's got no home runs and 9 RBIs. Just looking to get on the base pads here today in this third inning. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball. It's now 1-1. McGee with a batting average of .300. Johnson again is your pitcher with Van Atta behind the plate here for the Warriors. Next pitch is in on the ground. Johnson can't grab it. That one rolls in the center field for a base hit. So Drew McGee gets his second base hit of the ball game there. And the pitcher, Josh Johnson, cannot get his glove down to stop that one. It goes trickling in the center field. Retrieved by Gray. So Hastings with a base runner again here in the third. Broncos have stranded a couple of guys here in innings 1 and 2. And now they got a base runner again here in the third. Mitch Marquardt comes to the plate next. He flew out to center field his first time up there. Start of the day with a batting average of .267 on the season. Johnson now working from the stretch. Here's the pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Yeah, these two teams started the season, at least Hastings started the season with a couple of games against Midland up in Fremont. After a majority of their early games got rained out, they scheduled this one as a non-conference affair early in the season. Hastings splitting with Midland 7-3 and losing 17-3. Now a month and a half later there in the final week of the regular season, playing this doubleheader here in Hastings. A throw over to first base, not in time. That's McGee back in there. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be swung on. Hit toward right field. That's Steyer, and he's going to make the catch. That one hit right to the right fielder, Dylan Steyer, who makes the easy catch out there in right field for Midland. So Hastings again gets a base runner, but nothing across the plate. No runs. A base hit. No errors. One man left on base. We go to the fourth inning with a score of Midland 1, Hastings nothing.
Hi, I'm Carrie Huber, the Project Director of ASAP in Hastings, and I would like to take this opportunity to invite you to the National Drug Take Back Day on Saturday. On this day, you're invited to bring in your unused and expired medication or over-the-counter medication so they can be disposed of in an environmentally safe method. Medication should never be thrown into the garbage or flushed into the sewer system, as this has potential to reach our groundwater. On Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., the Medication Take Back Day will take place at South Heartland District Health Department located at 606 North Minnesota in Hastings. So please gather up all of your unused and expired medication and bring it to the National Drug Take Back Day. If you have questions, feel free to give me a call at ASAP at 402-463-0524. My number again is 402-463-0524. Sponsors for the Medication Take Back Day are South Heartland District Health Department, the Hastings Police Department, and ASAP, Area Substance and Alcohol Abuse Prevention. And we hope to see you on Saturday the 26th.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Smith Complex in Hastings here this afternoon. The Broncos and the Midland University Warriors, 1-0 is the score. Midland has got the lead as we head to the top half of the fourth inning. Sender comes back out and throws for Hastings and will offer one of the plates. It's going to be outside for ball. 1-0 the count. This is Dylan Steyer, the number 5 hitter in the batting order for Midland. He is the right fielder. He'll be followed up by Garrett Mills and Alex Parsons. There's a ball hit toward third, fielded there by the third baseman for Hastings. That's going to be McGee, and he goes across the diamond in time. So Steyer is going to be thrown out on the play from third base to first. Nice play there by Drew McGee at third. Hastings has been up and down defensively all season long. They have bobbled the ball around a couple of times. Other than that, a pretty solid effort for Hastings defensively. It's been kind of the season so far for Hastings all the way around, up and down. Thus the record as they enter today's ball game at 12-20, 6-8 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Garrett Mills coming to the plate next. He takes a pitch inside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Here's the next one. It's going to be a chopped foul. And the count now at 1-1. Mills started the day with a batting average of .320, flew out to left field his first time up there. So Hastings with a busy week on the final week of the regular season. After these two games against Midland, Hastings will play two games against Doan on Thursday. They're the conference leaders. Then we'll see Concordia in here on Friday. Those doubleheaders get underway at 4:30 here at the Smith Complex. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and it's now two balls and one strike. We'll have the action for you both Thursday and Friday here on 1230 KHAS. If Hastings qualifies for the GPAC tournament, that'll be next week in South Dakota, and we'll be up there as well. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike, and it's now two balls and two strikes. So 2-2 the count here to Garrett Mills for Midland. He is the first baseman here for the Warriors. Midland has had base runners in each and every inning so far. One runner crossed the plate. That was back in the first. Next pitch is going to be way outside for a ball, and it's now three balls and two strikes. Stender, he has walked a couple of guys so far in the ball game today. He's given up two base hits. Got a couple of strikeouts as well. Next pitch is hit on the ground towards short. That one is fielded there by Marquardt. He goes to first base, and it's going to be in time. The left side of the diamond there, a good couple of defensive plays by McGee and Marquardt. Two men up, two men down here for Midland. As Mills is retired in the play from short to first, and now Alex Parsons, the designated hitter, comes up there next. Parsons started the day with a batting average of .281. He flew out to center field his first time up there. So he's 0-for-1 so far today. Digs in from the right side. Here comes Stender with a pitch. That's going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 the count here to Alex Parsons as he bats for the Warriors. Midland's won a lot of ball games this year. They're 33-14 in the season. 12-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. 1-1 the count down to Parsons. Miguel Romalo, the third baseman, is due up there next. Parsons with the club in hand. Here's the next pitch from Tyler Stender. That's a fastball that's going to miss outside for ball. 2-1 the count. Parsons, he has walked six times so far this year. He has struck out 11 times. 18 base hits and 64 trips to the plate here. Next pitch is going to be fouled away again on the first base side. And the count goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes. 2 men out here in the fourth inning of play. This one scheduled for 7 here this afternoon. Game 1 of 2 today between Midland University and Hastings College. Here comes the pitch by Stender. It's going to be down low for a ball. It's now 3-2. Midland with a good week could challenge Doan for the conference championship. Midland just 2 games behind Doan in the conference right now. Doan, the only team that's still undefeated in GPAC action. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball, and he walks him. So after being ahead on the count, comes back and walks Alex Parsons. So now with 2 men out, Midland has got a base runner again. That's going to be walk number 3 in the ball game by Stender of Hastings, and that's going to bring up Miguel Romalo, the third baseman. He reached on a base on balls back there in inning number 2. So Stender now will work from the stretch with a base runner on at first base. That's going to be Parsons as he takes his lead. The pitch to the plate is going to be down low for a ball. 1-0 the count here to Miguel Romalo. Cole Gray, the center fielder, will be up next, and then we'll see the top of the order for Midland. Here comes the next pitch. Another fastball is going to be in there for a strike on the inside corner. 1-1 the count. Romalo dancing away from that one in the right-hand batter's box, but it nicks the inside corner for a strike. Romalo has walked 21 times so far this year. He has struck out 20 times. Here's the next pitch. That's going to be inside. Nearly hits him. 2 balls and 1 strike now to Miguel Romalo from Midland. He's from Miami, Florida. 5'10", 170-pounder here for the Warriors. Base runner is Parsons down there at first. Here's the next pitch. Hit in the air towards center. Santos drifting back. And that's going to be over his head. Santos can't make the play around the bag at third. Coming home is going to be Parsons. Here comes the throw in. It's not going to be in time. That's going to be another run scored there by Midland. That's a mistake out there in center field. Santos looked like he had plenty of time, plenty of room to grab that one. But may have lost that one in the sun as Romalo knocks home a run here in this second inning of play. Coming around to score from first base and scoring easily is going to be Parsons. So now it's a 2-0 ball game in favor of Midland with a runner on at second base. All this action happens with the 2 men out, and Cole Gray will come to the plate next. And now we're going to have a balk called here on the Tyler Stender. So moving down to third base on the play is going to be Romalo. And now Steve Sponberg is out of the third base dugout. He wants to have a conversation here with the home plate umpire. So a balk is called on the Tyler Stender. That's going to be a free pass given to Romalo over to third base. So Midland has got a run in here in the fourth inning of play. As Santos could not make the play out there in center field. It's now a 2-0 ball game. The Warriors have the lead as Sponberg is continuing his conversation here with the home plate umpire. Seems to be agreeable. He walks back to the third base dugout here. And coming to the plate next is going to be Cole Gray. Gray is a center fielder. He flew out to center field his last time up there in inning number 2. So Midland has got the lead now by a score of 2-0 over Hastings in his fourth inning of play. Gray comes to the plate, squares around the bunt, pulls it back, and will take a strike. 0-1 to Cole Gray. He started the day with a batting average of .323. Gray leads the team in runs scored with 43. He's got 41 base hits and 127 trips to the plate. Runner is on at third base. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. No balls and 2 strikes now to Cole Gray. 2 men out here in the fourth inning of play. Midland with a lead over Hastings by a score of 2-0. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside, a fastball that misses. 1-2, the count now to Gray. Center trying to get Cole to go fishing for that one. Fastball outside on the left-handed hitter. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Breaking pitch that's going to be hit hard to a right center field. Going back, and that's going to roll out there. It's going to be a base hit picked up by Santos. It brings it back to the infield, and there's another base hit. Cole Gray hammers that one out to right center field. He gets a double as he pulls up into second base. He gets the RBI. Coming in to score is going to be Romalo from third. Now it's a 3-0 ball game in favor of the Warriors. And now the top of the order is coming up here. So Midland has scored 2 runs with 2 men out here in this fourth inning of play. And now Steve Sponberg is going to make his first trip out to the pitcher's mound here for Hastings College. Broncos are trailing 3-0 here in the ballgame. With two men out here in the inning, as Steve Sponberg has a conversation here with the pitcher, Tyler Stender. Tyler's been throwing pretty well here today. He's got three walks. He's given up three walks, and he's got a couple of strikeouts. But the last couple of guys have gotten base hits off of him, Romalo and Al Gray, as Sponberg is going to call in the infield, and he'll have a little conversation with everybody out there. The guys in blue going to walk out to the pitcher's mound and try to break this one up. Hastings trailing in the ball game, 3-0. Midland now with four base hits here in the contest. Sponberg is going to leave Stender in there. Bats him on the back. Comes back to the third base dugout. Meanwhile, sitting at the plate here is going to be the top of the order in Jordan Van Anna. Van Anna so far today is 1-2. He's got a single. He has scored a run. That was back in the first inning of play. And fouled out down the right field line back there in inning number 3. So Van Anna comes to the plate now for Midland. There's the ball hammered right to shortstop. Ball bobbled there by Marquardt. Picks it up. He goes to first base. That's going to be not in time. So Jordan Van Anna gets aboard here. A hard hit ball right to the second baseman, Marquardt. He bobbles the ball there at short. And Jordan Van Anna is across the bag at first base. So now runners are on at first and third. And now Vinny Orsi is going to come to the plate next. The runners on at first and third base. Orsi so far today has fouled out and he's laid down a sacrifice. Here's the next pitch. He'll be down low. Now the runner's going to go from first base. Now they got him in a rundown between first and second with a man sitting at the third base. They're going to tag out the runner at first. So they pick off Jordan Van Anna between the bag at first and second base. The runner at third, Cole Gray, is going to try to sneak home, but Hastings gets the put out there at first base, and that's going to end the inning here for Midland. But the Warriors come up with a couple of runs here in this fourth inning of play, and after 3.5, they've got the lead over Hastings. It's Midland 3, Hastings College nothing.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will with Bronco Baseball for you here today on 1230 KHAS. And it's going to be a busy week. Hastings with two games against Doan on Thursday. 4:30 for the first pitch here at the Smith Complex. On the air with the pregame show at 4:15. Same story on Friday when Hastings faces Concordia right back here at Smith. 4:30 for the first pitch, 4:15 pregame show here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings trailing Midland now by a score of 3-0. The Broncos with a couple of errors there in the fourth inning. It allows the Warriors to score a couple of runs. Tyler Stender running into a little bit of a problem there in inning number 4. Now Hastings has got to get their bats going here. The Broncos have got four base hits so far today, but nothing across the plate, nothing to show for it here. They're trailing in the ball game by a score of 3-0. Jake Steets is going to lead things off for Hastings here in the fourth. Numbers 4, 5, and 6. For Hastings here in the inning, Jake Steets, Drew Clark, and Eric Antilla. So we'll see if the Broncos can get something going. There's a ground ball towards short, fielded there. Long throw to first base. That's going to be in time. Vinny Orsi over to Garrett Mills. So Jake Steets is retired in the plate here in this fourth inning, 6-3 officially. Drew Clark coming up there next. Clark, he grounded out his first time up back there in inning number 2, grounded out to the second baseman. So Clark is 0-1 so far today here in this ball game. Clark with the highest batting average on the team as the action gets underway today at 338. Steps in from the left-hand side. There's the ball hit toward the left center field. Giving chase to the left fielder, and he gets back there to make the catch. That's a Kinsella. Zach Kinsella, he goes a long way to grab that one. And again, the wind may have held that one up just a little bit as the wind is blowing in from left field here today. Clark got that one up there in the jet stream. And Drew Clark, it flies out to the left fielder there for the second out of the inning. Eric Antilla comes up there next. Eric Antilla will bat from the right-hand side. He had a single back there in inning number two. So he's one for one so far today. Started the day with a batting average of 182. He takes the first couple of pitches outside for a ball, 2-0 the count. 3-0 is the score. Midland out on top of Hastings. The Warriors scored one run in the first inning, two more in the fourth. Here comes the next pitch to Antilla. It's going to be in there for a strike. And Antilla now looking at two balls and one strike. Tyler Delafonte would be next for Hastings. And then Donato Santos for Hastings. Here comes the next pitch. Swung on. Hit again towards short. Orsi scoops it up like a vacuum sweeper. Goes over to a first base. That's going to be in time. Three up, three down here for Hastings. Here in inning number four. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We go to inning number five here this afternoon with a score. Midland 3, Hastings nothing.
When you hear Graham Tire, you think of tires. But they're more than that. They're the ASE certified service providers who care about you and your vehicle. Of course, they have the best in tires, too. And now through May 31st, get up to $80 by mail-in rebate when you purchase a set of four select Goodyear tires. Double your rebate up to $160 when you make the purchase on your Goodyear credit card. Your local Goodyear Tire and Service Network dealer. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball today here on 1230 KHAS Hastings. We're at the Smith Complex. Hastings trailing Midland by a score of 3-0 as we head to inning number 5 here this afternoon. Numbers 2, 3, and 4 in the Midland order. Vinny Orsi, Kinsella, and also Loftus coming on as Tyler Stender stays out there for the Broncos. First pitch going to be fouled away. Back to the screen, nothing and 1 to Vinny Orsi, who started the day with a batting average of 305. He's laid down his sacrifice so far. He's fouled out to the first baseman in his first two plate appearances. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. Has now one ball and one strike. So Vinny Orsi up there for Hastings, or for Midland, 190-pounder, a product out of Omaha Gross. There's a high fly ball toward right field. Delafonte goes back. Delafonte goes back. That one is off the wall at 348 feet away. Around the bag at second, digging for third base. Here comes the throw. Sliding in there safely is going to be Vinny Orsi. Orsi gets a triple to lead off this fifth inning of play. That was a hard hit ball to a right field. Tyler Delafonte looked like he had a beat on the ball there, but it goes over his head and it bounces off the wall there at about 348 feet away. And a leadoff triple here for Midland here in the fifth inning. Warriors already leading by the score of 3-0 over the Hastings. You can ill afford to get Midland any more runs here as this ball game proceeds. Hastings not a team built that's going to score 6, 7, and 8 runs in the ballgame. Here's a Kinsella coming to the plate next. Zach Kinsella for Midland. Now Stender is going to have to, work from the stretch here. The runner on at third base, that's Vinny Orsi. Kinsella so far today has got a walk and he is singled. He pops this one sky high. He's going to stay in the infield. The second baseman is going to call for it. That's Jake Steets, and he makes the catch. So Kinsella in the very first pitch, he flies out to the second baseman, Jake Steets. So now there's one man out. Jake Loftus comes to the plate next. Loftus is the second baseman for Midland. He has reached on a fielder's choice. He has struck out once. So Loftus 0 for 2 so far today. 333 is his batting average. And now Steve Sponberg is going to make his way back out of the third base dugout here for Hastings, making his second appearance on the mound here for Hastings. And we'll see what they elect to do here with the Tyler Stender. Sender has worked his way into the fifth inning. We got one man out, but a runner is on at third base, and Hastings already trailing by the score of 3-0. Bronco Baseball today brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Proud the team with Hastings College and presenting Bronco Sports for the 2013-2014 season. First game of two here this afternoon between Hastings and Midland. Second ball game will go 9 innings. Have a rule change from past years in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. For the second time today, the home plate umpire is going to go out there and break up the conference on the mound as the coach continues to talk with Stunder and the entire infield. Conference is wrapped up. Sponberg heads back to the third base dugout. So we got one man out here in the fifth inning. Vinny Orsi is sitting down here at third base after a leadoff triple here in the fifth. Kinsella, he flies out to the second baseman, so there's one man out. And now the cleanup hitter, Jake Loftus, comes to the plate next. Loftus with a batting average of .333 to start the ball game here today. Pitch to him. He's going to be down low for a ball. It's now one ball and no strikes to Loftus. Loftus, 5'9". Junior, 190-pounder from Omaha Westside. Bats in the right-hand batter's box here. Stender works on the stretch with a runner out at third base. There's a breaking pitch that's going to stay outside for a ball. It's now two balls and no strikes. So Loftus staying in there. As he takes a look at the third base coach down there. Re-enters the box, takes a couple of practice swings. Here comes the next pitch by Stenner. That ball is going to be fouled on the first base side, out of play. Count now with two balls and one strike to Loftus. 40 base hits and 120 trips to the plate. This guy's got 8 doubles to his credit, 3 home runs, 23 RBIs, leads the team in base on balls with 26. He lays down a bunt. Perfectly on the first base side, fielded there. They go to first base, but a run comes in to score. Loftus lays one down. They drives home the run. Is coming in to score is going to be Vinny Orsi. A nice bunt laid down on the first base side there. It was fielded. The only play was to first base to get Jake Loftus, but that drives home a run. As now a 4-0 ball game in favor of Midland. And that's going to bring up the number 5 hitter in the batting order now, and Dylan Steyer. He is the right fielder. He struck out once. He has grounded out once. Now he takes a strike in the outside corner. So Orsi leads off this fifth inning with a triple to right field, and he gets around to score. There's another hard hit ball, but it's going to be popped foul on the first base side. No balls and two strikes to Dylan Steyer. He started the day as well with a batting average of .333. Milling a team that can hit the ball. They're one of the better hitting teams in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. And they're at .318 to start the day today as a team. There's the next pitch. It'll be just outside. And the count now at one ball and two strikes. 1-2 the count here to the number 5 hitter in the batting order, Dylan Steyer. There's two men out and a run is in for Midland. Next pitch can be fouled away again on the first base side. So the count remains at one ball and two strikes. Greg Mills out there in the on-deck circle here for Midland. Hoping to get a chance here in this fifth inning. Tyler Stender looks in for the sign from his catcher, Santorelli. Next pitch is going to be fouled away again on the first base side, out of play. That remains one ball and two strikes. Dylan Steyer again with the club in hand. He'll dig in on the right-hand side. Here comes the 1-2 pitch from Stender. Ball going to be hit towards short. Marquardt has got it. He goes to first base, and the inning is over. As Steyer is going to be thrown out into play from short to first, but Hastings again gives up a run after that leadoff triple by Vinny Orsi. Midland scores one run on one base hit. No errors on Hastings and nobody left on base. We're going to the bottom of the fifth now with a score. Midland 4, Hastings nothing.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for cremation services. With the simplicity and dignity cremation offers, we can provide a variety of options. If you've already made the choice, start here for a free consultation and information on cremation.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities, call 402-462-4444. online at DeWittFuneral.com.
Good morning, boss.
Good morning. What's this?
Just a hint. This week is Professional Secretaries Week, and I do make your life run smoothly.
Yes, you do.
So you could put a smile on my face and brighten up this office. Go ahead. Show me how much you appreciate me. Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street in Hastings. Their number is
462-2179. 402-462-2179.
Bob Sass Flowers.
Yes, I'd like to place an order.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings has had some base runners today. In fact, they've left four in the base pads. Four base hits for Hastings, and now they're trailing in the ball game by a score of 4-0. As we head to the bottom half of the fifth inning here this afternoon at the Smith Complex. Yeah, we're going to have numbers 7, 8, and 9 coming up here for the Broncos in the batting order. It's Tyler Delafonte, DeAnto Santos, and also Tanner Santarelli for the Broncos to face Josh Johnson as the first pitch is going to be down low for a ball on Tyler Delafonte, playing out in right field today for Hastings College. Batting from the left-hand side against the lefty and Josh Johnson. Next ball is going to be hit towards second. Loftus has got it. Plenty of time to first base in time. Delafonte is retired into play from second to first. And now Johnson is getting in the groove. He has retired the last five guys that he has faced. DeAnto Santos coming to the plate next for Hastings. Santos started the day with a batting average of .219. Playing out in center field here today for the Broncos. He hit into a double play his first time up there in inning number two. First pitch to him is going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 the count here to Santos. DeAnto is a freshman, 5'4", 145-pounders from Manitoba Springs, Colorado. So next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. Two balls and no strikes here to Santos. Left-handed hitter, he takes a strike there. Nothing but smoke thrown down across the center portion of the plate by Johnson. 2-1 the count. Santos, he's got some good speed if we can get him on the base pads. Broncos are trailing by 4 runs, however. 4-0 is the score. Next pitch can be fouled away on the first base side. And the count is now even up with 2 balls and 2 strikes. 70 degrees at game time here this afternoon. The winds are blowing again at Smith. In excess of 20 miles per hour out of the northeast here this afternoon. Next pitch is swung on, hit towards center field. Cole Gray looks up and makes the catch. He could have been in concrete there and to grab that one. Didn't have to move very far. Santos drills it right to him in center field. So 2 up, 2 down for Hastings. The sixth man to go down in a row for Hastings. And now Tanner Santarelli comes to the plate next. He is the catcher. Now we're going to have a pinch hitter coming up there, I think, for Hastings. It's going to be Michael Lockerbie is going to come up there for Hastings. So Lockerbie is now going to come up there in the fifth inning of play. He'll bat in Santarelli's spot in the number 9 position. So Lockerbie up there now. He's a right-handed hitter. Hastings trailing in the ball game by a score of 4-0. He takes a swing there and a swing and a miss. 0-1 to Lockerbie as he bats here in the fifth inning of play for Hastings. He's got a batting average of .143 in the season. There's a ground ball left side. Fielded there by the third baseman, Romalo, when he gets it across the diamond in time. So Hastings again goes down in order as Lockerbie, the pinch hitter, could not do anything with the ball. He grounds out to the third baseman. Hastings with no runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the sixth inning with a score of Midland 4, Hastings nothing.
This spring, savings are in the air. Right now, when you call Precision Heating and Air Conditioning, you can save up to $1,700 on perfect air for your home. Sure, most air is free, but perfect air has to be created. A Lennox Home Comfort System from Precision Heating and Air Conditioning does just that. It makes your air feel perfectly comfortable now and throughout the year. Call Precision Heating and Air Conditioning at 402-463-6061 today. That's 402-463-6061 for the perfect sale on perfect air.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. If you're tired of all those weight loss gimmicks and get-thin-quick plans that just don't work, come see me. Health and nutrition start with the basics, and no one plan works for everyone. I will help you find the right vitamins and supplements to help you look and feel your best. Live well is GNC's motto, and we want everyone to live the best life possible each and every day. Plus, save 20% off your purchases with your gold card every day at the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall and the Hastings GNC just north of Walmart.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball for you this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Hastings trailing in the ball game to Midland, a team that is currently sitting in second place in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The score is now 4-0 as we play here in the top half of the sixth inning. Garrett Mills will come to the plate here for Midland. Alex Parsons will follow him. Miguel Romalo will follow him. Numbers 6, 7, and 8 in the batting order here for the Warriors. As Stender stays out there for Hastings. And a pitch to him is going to be inside for a ball. It's now a count of 2 balls and no strikes here on Garrett Mills to lead things off here in the sixth inning of play. Here's the next pitch. It's hit on the ground towards short. Fielded there by Marquardt. Picks it up on the hop and throw to first base. It's going to be in time. So Mills is retiring the play from short to first. Midland scoring 1 run in the first inning of play. They add 2 more in the fourth. Hastings committing a couple of errors in that inning. And then they triple to lead off the fifth inning by Vinny Orsi. He gets around to score on the ground ball by Jake Loftus, and it's a 4-0 ball game. Midland's got the lead over Hastings. Parsons in the plate again for Midland, and he will take a strike in the outside corner, 0-1 to Alex Parsons, who started the day with a batting average of .281. He's flown out to center field, and he has walked so far here in this contest. Center again rocks and fires. That was going to be outside for a ball. 1-1 the count here to Parsons. So Midland batting here in the sixth inning of play. Game number 1 scheduled for 7 here this afternoon between the Warriors and the Broncos. Next pitch is going to be a fastball that stays up high. 2 balls and 1 strike to Parsons. Parsons with 18 base hits and 64 trips to the plate in the regular season so far. Next pitch is a fastball right down the pipe there, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes to Alex. Got 5 doubles to his credit so far this year. 1 home run, 16 RBIs. He's walked 6 times. He has struck out 2 times. Next ball is going to be hit towards center field. That's Santos drifting to his right, looks up and grabs it. Out there in center, Alex Parsons flies out for the second time today to Donato Santos in center field for Hastings. And now Miguel Romalo comes to the plate next for the Warriors. Romalo, he's at third base today for Midland. He has reached on an error. He has scored a run, and he's reached on a base on balls. 0-1 officially here in the ball game. Start of the day with a batting average of .248. There's a pitch by Stender. It's a fastball that's going to stay outside for a ball. 1-0 the count here to Romalo. Cole Gray, the center fielder, would be next, but Midland with 2 men out here in the inning. Next pitch is right down Broadway there for a strike. 1 ball and 1 strike to Miguel Romalo. Neil Santos and Dalafonte looking in from the outfield here for Hastings College. Next pitch is a breaking pitch. It's going to stay inside for a ball. 2 balls and 1 strike. Drew McGee, Mitch Marquardt on the left side of the diamond for Hastings at third and short, respectively. Jake Steets at second. Drew Clark over at first base. There's the ball again. Hit towards center. Drifting back. Santos stops, looks up, squeezes the ball, and that's out number 3. As Miguel Romalo flies out to a center field. So Donato Santos makes a couple plays on the ball in the sixth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base as Midland goes down in order in the sixth. We go to the bottom half of the inning with a score of Midland 4, Hastings College nothing.
When my husband turned 30, I didn't think much of it. I know men start to lose testosterone levels after 30. I just wasn't sure what that meant. Now I do. He gained weight, became moody, depressed, made excuses all the time to not have to do anything physical. It even got to the point where he never wanted to be romantic. A friend of mine told me about ManCore from Complete Nutrition, so I picked up some for my husband. He started using ManCore a little over a month ago. He's becoming himself again. He's lost 10 pounds, got his spark back, and is in much better moods. He's back to being the guy I fell in love with. If the man in your life isn't what he used to be, it could be low testosterone levels. It happens to all men. ManCore is specifically formulated for men over 30. It helped my husband. It can help yours too. ManCore from Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball today here on 1230 KHAS. First game of two today. Midland and Hastings. And the Broncos are going to find some offense here. Four base hits so far for Hastings have been shut out on the scoreboard. It's a 4-0 ball game. Midland's got four runs on four base hits. Hastings has committed two errors. Midland is error-free in the field today. It's been a difference in the ball game. Trent Neal will come to the plate first. Hastings will have the top of the order up here in inning number six. Neal, McGee, and Marquardt. Then we'll see Jake Steet. So Hastings can get anything going here. And the first pitch by Johnson is going to be inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Hastings has had seven guys unable to reach base in a row. Johnson's got a little string going here now. There's a strike delivered up there. One ball and one strike to Trent Neal. He has struck out once. He's flown out once to center field. 0 for 2 so far today. Neal with a batting average of .333 to start the day. There's a ball that's going to be fouled away. Back out of play. One ball and two strikes now. Hastings have played a majority of their conference games on the road. They'll finish things off with three series here at home. Today against Midland. Thursday against conference leader Doan. And then on Friday, Concordia. There's the ball hit towards center field. Coming on to make the catch is going to be Cole Gray. Looked like it was going to carry a little further out there, but Cole Gray comes in and makes the easy catch out there in center field. So Johnson just rolling right along here for the Midland University Warriors. Drew McGee comes up there next. McGee's got a couple of base hits so far today for Hastings. Broncos have got four. McGee's got two of them. A couple of singles in the first and third innings. McGee started the day with a batting average of .300. There's a ball hit right out in front of the plate. The throw down there by the catcher is going to be mishandled by the first baseman, Garrett Mills, and Hastings will have a base runner. McGee just got a little piece of that one there. He goes trickling out in front of the plate. The catcher, Jordan Van Attic, comes out and grabs it and throws it down to first base. It was bobbled by Garrett Mills down there at first, and Drew McGee gets aboard here for Hastings College. That's going to be an error chalked up there on Midland. That's their first of the ball game. So McGee gets aboard at first. We don't care where we get the base runners. Hastings has some runs to make up. We're trailing in the ball game on a score of 4-0. Here's Mitch Marquardt coming to the plate next. He's the shortstop. So the first error of the ball game on Midland gives Hastings a base runner down there at first. That's Drew McGee as he takes his lead down there. The pitch to the plate is going to be swung on and fouled back to the screen. The count now on Mitch Marquardt is sitting at one ball and one strike. Hastings, a team that doesn't steal a lot of bases. Broncos are just 14 out of 18 in swiping bases so far this year. That compares with 69 out of 86 for Midland. Here comes the next pitch. That ball is going to be hit toward left field. Coming on is the left fielder, Kinsella, and he makes the catch. For the second out, Marquardt drills that one right to the left fielder, Zach Kinsella. That is out number two here in the inning. Base runner stays at first base. That's going to be Drew McGee. And now Jake Steets will come to the plate next. Steets has failed to get on base here today for Hastings. Grounded out his last time up there in inning number four. Steets started the day with a batting average of .303. 33 hits and 109 trips to the plate. He takes a strike there. Nothing and one to Jake Steets. Eric Antilla is expected to be the starting pitcher for Hastings in game number two here today. It'll be a nine-inning affair in game number two, the second half of the twin bill here at the Smith Complex. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be tapped towards short. Orsi's got it. He's going to go to the first, and his throw is going to be in time. As they catch him into the nick of time over there to first base, the throw was a little high by Vinny Orsi, but the first baseman, Garrett Mills, brings it down for the third out of the inning. So Hastings gets a base runner on the air. Unable to do anything with that base runner. He is left stranded. No runs. No hits. One error on Midland. One man left on base. We go to the top of the seventh inning with a score of Midland 4. Hastings nothing.
Yep. Traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy.
Hey!
Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. Without moving at all. Pepsi. Live for now.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we head to the top of the seventh inning here today between Midland and Hastings. Game number one of two. Midland has got the lead over the Broncos by a score of 4-0. Here's Gray, lays down a bunt. Stender can't grab it. It goes rolling out to the second baseman, Steets, and his play to first base is not in time. So Cole Gray lays down a bunt to begin this seventh inning of play, and Midland again has a base runner. That's going to be a base hit there by Cole Gray. A beautifully placed bunt laid out on the right-hand side of the diamond. Stender couldn't grab it. Goes rolling out to the second baseman, Jake Steets. Cole Gray with some good speed there. He got across the bag at first. Steets had a throw, but it was not in time. And Cole Gray gets aboard. That is only the fifth base hit of the ball game for Midland. They have done some damage, though, with those five base hits. They've got four runs across the plate. Here's another bunt laid down. Back out to a Stender. He goes to second base for one. Over to first base. That's going to be in time. So they get the lead runner down there at the second base. That bunt was laid down a little bit too hard. Tyler Stender grabs it and he goes to second base to get the force out there. So Jordan Van Anna gets aboard on the fielder's choice. He's down at first base now with one out. Here in the seventh inning of play. A couple of bunts laid down to begin the inning. Now Vinny Orsi will come to the plate next. For Midland, he's into a sacrifice. He's fouled out down the first base side, and he had a triple to begin the fifth inning of play. Eventually came around to score the fourth run for Midland. There's a throw to first base. That's not in time as Jordan Van Atta is back in there for the Warriors. 4-0 is the score. We're in the seventh and final inning here in game number one today. Tyler Stender has pitched pretty well, but he's on the short end of the stick here today. There's another throw to first base. That's not in time as Van Atta is back in there for the Warriors. Jordan Van Atta swiping bases 5 out of 5. Midland is a team 69 out of 86. Van Atta takes his lead down here at first. Stender offers one to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. Nothing and one now to Vinny Orsi. Midland batting here in the seventh inning of play, already with a 4-run lead over Hastings. Gonzalez coming up there next. For Midland, standing with the bat in the on-deck circle here for the Warriors. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. Santorelli looks toward first base there, but hangs on to the ball. Returns it back to Tyler Stender on the mound here for the Broncos. Stender, a pitcher out of Millard South, who has done an adequate job here for Hastings. There's a ball. It's going to be hit to left center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Giving chase is going to be Neal. Around the bag at second. On his way to third is going to be Van Atta. And pulling up at second base, it's going to be Vinny Orsi. So Orsi now with a triple and a double here in the ball game, and now the Warriors have got runners on at second and third base. One man out here in the inning. And the left fielder, Zach Kinsella, coming to the plate next. He's got a base on balls. He has singled once, and he has popped one back to the second baseman. So now the Warriors threatening to score here in the seventh inning of play, already leading by the score of 4-0. Runners on at second and third base as Kinsella goes down to chat with the third base head coach down there. That's Jordan Bischel. Now it is the second season for the Warriors. So Kinsella comes back to the plate. His batting average to start today was at .384. Got a walk and a single and a pop out here for Kinsella in the ball game. Anything to the outfield may score two runs here for Midland. Good speed on the base pads at second and third. And now Steve Sponberger again is going to stroll out to the pitcher's mound. That might be all she wrote here for Tyler Stender as he's got the team into the seventh inning. A couple of relievers throwing down there in the bullpen down the left field side for Hastings College as Steve Sponberger has reached the top of the pitcher's mound. Again, the infield is joining in on the conversation out there. Tyler Stender here in this seventh inning of play with one man out. Midland out on top by a score of 4-0, but the Warriors are threatening here in the seventh with base runners on at second and third base. Midland now with 6 base hits here in the contest. Hastings has committed 2 errors. They had 2 errors in the fifth inning. Led to a single run there. And now the home plate umpire comes back to join in the conversation on the pitcher's mound. Breaks that one up, and Tyler Stender is going to stay out there. So Steve Sponberg, in his first season as the head coach of the Broncos, will make his way back to the third base dugout. His team has struggled a little bit out to plate here in the ballgame today. And now Midland, a good hitting team, is starting to tee off on Tyler Stender, who's went all the way for Hastings on the mound. Runners are out at second and third base for Midland. One man out is Kinsella, Zach Kinsella. Or rather, Jake Loftus. They're going to give an automatic walk to a Kinsella, which is going to load up the base pad. So an automatic walk given up there to Kinsella. He heads down to a first base, and now Loftus comes to the plate with a force out anywhere here for Hastings now. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike. So Kinsella is given the automatic walk as he heads down to first base on the play. The bases are loaded up now. As Loftus will wait here on the next pitch, he's behind the count of no balls and one strike. Next ball is going to be hit towards second. Steets has got goes to second base for one over the first base. That's in time. A double play. A double play. Hastings gets out of the inning. Nice play there by Jake Steets to Mitch Marquardt over to Drew Clark. A double play and no further damage done here as Hastings gets out of the inning. A big double play here in the seventh inning of play. Midland scores no runs on a couple of base hits. No errors on Hastings. One man left on base. We go to the bottom of the seventh with a score. Midland 4, Hastings nothing.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
You're listening to Hastings College Baseball today here on 1230 KHAS. First game of two today between Midland and Hastings. We go to the bottom half of the seventh inning. The Broncos are trailing in the ball game by a score of 4-0. Both pitchers have went all the way so far. Josh Johnson for Midland. Tyler Stender just finished up the seventh inning for Hastings. And now the Broncos need to find some offense here in the seventh inning. Drew Clark is the first man to come to the plate here for Hastings, and he will take a strike there. So nothing and one to Drew Clark. He started the day with a batting average of .338. Has not had any luck today. He's grounded out once and he's flown out to left field, so he's 0 for 2. The next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, 1-1 the count. In between games, Jennifer Berry will join us. We'll get an update on the local and state scene as far as news is concerned. And we'll get you right back here to the Smith Complex for the second ball game. There's a base hit to right field. Right in between the first baseman Mills and the second baseman Jake Loftus. So Hastings has got a base runner here to begin the seventh inning of play as Drew Clark gets his first hit of the ball game. And that's going to bring up Eric Antilla next. And now we're going to have a courtesy runner over there at first base for Hastings. Ryan Valdez will come out and run at first base for Drew Clark. So Ryan Valdez, a 5'6", 165-pound senior from Evergreen, Colorado, will run at first base. Hastings is down in the ballgame by a score of 4-0 here in the final at-bat for the Broncos. And here comes the pitch to Eric Antilla. It's going to be inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Hastings will need 4 runs to force extra innings here in this one today. Five runs here in the inning to win it. Eric Antillo with a single and a ground out so far in the ball game. He is one out of two. Valdez takes his lead at first. There's a swing and a miss. One ball, one strike now to Eric Antillo for Hastings College. Antillo will be the expected starting pitcher for Hastings in game number two today. 6'2", 190-pounder from Littleton, Colorado. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball. Two balls and one strike now to Antillo. So Josh Johnson has went all the way here for Midland. He's given up only four base hits to the Broncos so far in this contest. No runs. He's out on top by a score of 4-0 here in the final inning. There's a throw to first base as Valdez is back in there with a head first slide. That remains the two balls and one strike here at the plate. Delafonte is in the on-deck circle for Hastings. He would bat next. Next ball is going to be fouled, tapped here at the plate. And the count now is at two balls and two strikes. Tyler Delafonte and then Donato Santos, the scheduled hitters here for Hastings. We'll see what Steve Sponberg likes to do here. As his team is trailing 4-0, here comes the next pitch to the plate. That's going to be outside for a ball. So now three balls and two strikes to Antilla. Hastings has got some people warming up down in their bullpen just in case Hastings can force some extra innings here. Here comes the 3-2 pitch to Antilla. That ball is going to be fouled back over the screen out of play, so he hangs tough, protecting the plate here with two strikes. 3-2 the count to Eric Antilla. Hastings 6-8 on the season in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, 12-20 overall. Midland currently sitting in second place in the conference standings, and there is a pitch inside for a ball, and he walks in. So Hastings gets their first two men on the base pads now here in the seventh inning. A walk given up there by Josh Johnson. Drew Clark heads down to second base in the play. Eric Antilla gets the board here at first. Now he's going to be run for over there at first base. It's going to be Kyle Weber. Kyle Weber, a freshman out of Arvada, Colorado, is going to run at first base for Eric Antilla. So Hastings now with some speed on the base pads. They have runners on at first and second base. Nobody out here in the seventh inning of play. They're trailing in the ball game by a score of 4-0. So Midland, a team that has lost only two conference games all season long. They are 12-2, 33-14 in the season. And now Jordan Van Atta is going to come out to the pitcher's mound, and now we're going to have head coach Jordan Bischel come out of the dugout here for Midland, and he's going to have a little chat as well in the pitcher's mound. So Hastings putting together a late rally here in the seventh inning. They've got nobody out. Runners are on at first and second base. Valdez is on at second base. Weber is on at first base. Running for Drew Clark and Eric Antilla. Tyler Delafonte is your hitter for Hastings here in the seventh inning. He'll bat from the left-hand side. Delafonte with a single back during the second inning of play, and he grounded out in the fifth. So he is one for two officially. As again, the home plate umpire goes out to break things up on the pitcher's mound. We'll see if Johnson is going to live to see another batter here for Midland. And now we're going to have a pitching change coming up. A pitching change is coming up here for Midland in the seventh inning of play. So a pitching change in store here for Midland University. We'll take a break here with a score of Midland 4, Hastings College 0. You're listening to Bronco Baseball today on 1230 KHAS.
Hop on in to Mountain Mud Espresso for a delicious treat. Try our great-tasting smoothies with six different flavors to choose from. And if you need an extra spring in your step, try the ultimate smoothie with extra energy to get you going. We also have Italian cream sodas with many flavors to choose from. Or you can try our frozen drinks, like the strawberries and cream or the Java Mudslide. Mountain Mud Espresso of Hastings on the corners of 14th and Burlington or Highway 6 and 281.
The SASA Crisis Center in Hastings serves many victims of violence in Adams, Clay, Nichols, and Webster counties. The types of violence includes domestic and dating violence, sexual assault, stalking, human trafficking, and harassment. Many of the services that SASA provides to victims include shelter, legal, medical, and general advocacy, housing resources, support groups, and safety planning. If you or someone you know are in need of any of these services, please contact the SASA Crisis Center hotline at 463-4677 or log on to sasacenter.org. This PSA is funded by the Sexual Assault Services Program Grant and the Victims of Crime Act.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
So Cody Polak is going to be your next pitcher for Midland as Josh Johnson, he goes six innings plus here this afternoon. So Polak is out there now. Hastings with base runners on at first and second base. Nobody out here in the seventh inning of play. The score is 4-0. Midland has got the lead. So Polak is out there now for Midland University. A junior, 6'1", 190-pounder out of Troutdale, Oregon. He's a right-handed thrower. As he throws one on the plate, that ball is going to be popped up. Third base side is going to get out of play. This is Tyler Delafonte at the plate here for Hastings College. Delafonte, one out of two so far today. So Polak is on the mound now. He leads the team in saves with six. One win, one loss on the season. ERA is at 2.16. His record is sitting at one win and one loss with those six saves. Base runners on at first and second base. Here's a pitch by Polak. Is going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner, and he strikes him out. So Tyler Delafonte goes down here. Polak gets his first strikeout victim here in the seventh inning of play. This guy has thrown 25 innings so far for Midland. He's got 15 base hits given up, six runs, all six of those earned. Seven base on balls and 39 strikeouts. So 39 strikeouts, and he has thrown 25 innings. And he comes on here to get Delafonte looking here in the seventh with base runners on at first and second base. Here's Santos back up there, hits one right back to the pitcher. He goes to second base for one. To first base in time, a head first slide by Santos comes up empty. And just like that, Polak comes on and throws about three pitches. That's all she wrote. Double play is turned here by Midland to get out of the ball game and win this baby as they go 1-6-3 to end the ball game on the double play, and Midland wins the contest by the score of 4-0. So Hastings drops this one here. They had base runners on at first and second base, but Midland turns the double play to get out of the seventh inning. And Hastings comes up empty here in game number one. Midland wins it today by a score of 4-0. Back with a recap after this.
The Hastings Tribune has the spring sports covered. Bronco baseball, softball, and more. Local and area high school track and field, tennis, golf, and soccer, plus state and national sports. Also, local sports stories are available on the Tribune's website, online, anytime. Get in the game and subscribe to the Hastings Tribune. Our e-edition is free when you do. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance, for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Now's the time to get your vehicle into Tice Auto Care for a summer checkup. Summer driving can take a toll on your vehicle, and it's important to make sure it's ready to take on the hot summer driving conditions. Tice Auto Care can check your hoses, brakes, fluids, and air conditioning so you're prepared for your vacation or just everyday driving. Stop by Tice Auto Care and visit with Mike and the crew about your summer vehicle checkup. They're ASE certified at 3rd and Denver in downtown Hastings.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Smith Complex. Midland wins game number one here this afternoon over Hastings by a score of 4-0. Broncos threatening in the seventh inning of play. Had base runners on at first and second base and nobody out. But Cody Polak comes on against Tyler Delafonte to strike out. And then Donato Santos hits into a double play to end the ball game. And Midland wins it here this afternoon by a score of 4-0 over Hastings. Warriors scoring four runs on six base hits. They commit one error. They leave 5 men on the base paths here this afternoon. Hastings with no runs. They can muster only four base hits in the contest. They commit two errors, and they leave 6 men on base. Josh Johnson is going to be the winning pitcher for Midland. He is now 6-2 on the season. Tyler Stender will be the loser for Hastings. Stender is now 1-6. Johnson, he goes six innings this afternoon, gives up no runs. He gives up a total of 5 base hits, 1 strikeout, and 1 walk. So Hastings officially with 5 base hits in the ball game today. Tyler Stender, 7 innings pitched. He went all the way today for the Broncos, gives up the 4 runs on 6 hits. He had 4 walks and 2 strikeouts. So Hastings, they dropped to 12 wins and 21 losses on the season. They are now 6-9 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Midland, they improved to 34 wins and 14 losses. They are now 13-2 in conference play. Midland scoring a run in the first inning of play. They add 2 more in the fourth inning as Hastings committed their 2 errors in that fourth inning. Midland adds another run in the fifth thanks to the leadoff triple by Vinny Orsi. And that's all she wrote. That's all they needed to shut down the Broncos here this afternoon. And Hastings loses this ball game to Midland by the score of 4-0. We've got the second half of the twin bill coming up here in just a little bit at the Smith Complex. Jennifer Berry is going to join us in between games. She'll get us up to date on all the local and state news throughout the area today. And we'll be back here in about 20, 25 minutes from right now for game number 2 between Midland and Hastings. But the Warriors win game number 1 today as they beat the Broncos by the score of 4-0. From the Smith Complex, this is Mike Will.
Today's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Stay tuned. The second half of the doubleheader is coming up on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.